From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea today issued a threat of a preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangeron of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been a more diligent attitude lately.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercises around which North Korea often issues threats. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried Sunday following a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday. She was 94. As First Lady, she was Mr. Reagan's closest advisor and always sought to protect him from devious people. James Baker was President Reagan's chief of staff and also his Treasury Secretary.
She was tough, but she had to be tough, and I use that term in the very best way. President Reagan was totally guileless. He never met a person he didn't trust or that he didn't like, and that was one of the secrets of his success, his optimism and his enthusiasm.
President Obama and his wife said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. This is VOA News.